Legation of Cuba. Thank you, Chair. We'd like to once again express our support and thanks for the report. Now, our comments on paragraphs 16 through 20. First, as many other delegations, we agree that the mandate, at least in terms of the need to intensify and step up our work, that mandate has been fulfilled. In this respect, we can support the text as is. And the same applies to paragraph 17 that refers to elements of any future measures. Nevertheless, we have noted the comments that were made by other delegations on the true nature of the measures and what we have already done. In this respect, just like Austria and other delegations, we support the original proposal that was made by Pakistan to keep the positive spirit at the beginning of the negotiations. We can pick up that paragraph at the end of the week. We will not be against what was mentioned in previous conclusions. As long as those are an exercise of reflecting what was done in the report, and that will not delay any of our work. Now, in light of the substantive parts of the text that we have to agree to. Fourthly, in connection with paragraph 19, we see that it would be relevant to include of a functional characterization instead of a strict definition that will require additional efforts, something that will help us move forward. But in order to have greater clarity and to ensure consistency with the focus of prohibitions and regulations, and with the understanding that autonomy is a functionality that changes, the text can be improved. Now, the proposals that were made by the State of Palestine and Philippines have to be analyzed, especially the latest proposal to delete the words without human intervention, something that we support, or to replace it with nominal human input as proposed by Palestine. Fifthly, we like to think the proposals relate to the rules and principles of international humanitarian law. This is a focus that we share. Nevertheless, we can show flexibility on how this language is reflected in the text, and we are ready to work with the group to find the language that will facilitate consensus on the question of requirements. And on the following point, the sixth point, we like to express our strong position on paragraph 20 and also paragraph 21. We believe that these are crucial paragraphs in order to reflect adequately the aspirations of the majority of delegations present here. IHL applies to all types of weapon systems, and this is something that is beyond any doubt. Nevertheless, it is necessary to consider not just the legal side of things, but also international public law, the ethical considerations, the notions of public conscience, amongst others, something that was highlighted by, among other delegations, by Palestine, Ecuador, Panama, and I think the number of delegations supporting that is increasing, and prohibitions cannot simply be guided by IHL. The proposal of Palestine to broaden this relevant language is very relevant, and we support that. Also, as has been stated by Palestine and other countries, we are in favor of the language deployed in the second sentence of paragraph 20 in order to ensure consistency in our work. Also, and just like most delegations present here, we believe that the non-compliance with the criteria predictability, reliability, understandability, and explainability and traceability or something that are meant, and this should be moved from paragraph 21 and placed in paragraph 20. We believe this is the main criteria for the first part of the two-tier approach prohibitions. As Sri Lanka said yesterday, weapon systems that not comply with these criteria cannot comply adequately with IHL. Would like to reaffirm our position on this issue, and we would like to also say that we will continue to constructively and actively